For years, it's been illegal to send money to the terror group Hamas. But according to new evidence, your tax dollars have already been leaking to the terrorists through the back door. Hello, I'm your host, Boruch Ellison, and this is Attack Report This Week for February 26, 2006. By far the largest and most active terrorist group in the Middle East, if not the world, is the Palestine Liberation Organization, or PLO. It serves as an umbrella organization for several violent groups and fields tens of thousands of revolutionary soldiers. In the shadow of the PLO giant, smaller groups have managed to stay out of the spotlight, operating on the sidelines with less scrutiny. But the recent rise to power of Hamas has changed all that. Its name stands for the Arabic words meaning Islamic Resistance Movement. The reality of Hamas, however, reflects more the theories of Marxist revolution than of any religion. Founded in the 1980s, the group originally kept a low profile while gradually seizing control of Arab social structures in the Gaza Strip of Israel. Later, Hamas dropped all pretenses and openly joined the PLO revolution, known as the Intifada. Hamas has conducted many terrorist attacks over the years, using methods ranging from shootings and timed explosives to missile launches and suicide bombings. With such attacks, it has targeted not only Israelis, but Arabs and Americans as well. It's not too surprising that the U.S. government has included Hamas on its official list of terror groups. That designation makes it illegal to contribute money to Hamas or to launder money to its front organizations. Some of those fronts, operating in disguise as charities, have been shut down by federal law enforcement authorities in the last few years. But while some smaller channels for money have dried up, larger ones continue to keep the Hamas terror machine alive and well. For example, just 1 week ago, the Muslim Brotherhood organization announced that it would continue financing Hamas and even promised to increase the flow of money. The Muslim Brotherhood was, in fact, the parent organization that created Hamas in the first place, and it, too, is a terrorist group long affiliated with the communist apparatus in several nations. Based in communist Egypt, the organization is officially illegal, but it's an open secret that the Egyptian secret police not only tolerates, but actually controls the Muslim Brotherhood. And that's significant, because the Egyptian government, under communist control since 1952, currently receives $2 billion each year in foreign aid from the United States. That money helps subsidize the activities of Egyptian intelligence, including the Muslim Brotherhood, and through that group, Hamas. A second channel comes through the PLO. Although Hamas is not yet an official member organization of the PLO, the PLO-controlled Palestinian Authority does support the terrorist activities of Hamas cells. Take the case of Adnan Gul, the former number two man in Izzeddin al-Qassam, the military wing of Hamas. Gul received his pay as an official member of the Palestinian Authority's police agency, which supported Gul's activities in producing bombs and missiles for Hamas terrorism. The PLO has also admitted providing millions of dollars to Hamas as far back as the early 1990s, under the direct orders of Yasser Arafat, the PLO's longtime leader. For years now, the U.S. government has been giving hundreds of millions of dollars per year to the PLO and its Palestinian Authority. This aid indirectly pays for Hamas and the deadly work of terrorists such as Adnan Gul. Although President Bush officially claims he doesn't want to support Hamas, he also doesn't want Congress to take away his power to send money to the Palestinian Authority. In fact, the Bush administration is quietly keeping up the flow of at least some of that money. Less than 2 weeks ago, the World Bank announced it would make another payment of $48 million to the Palestinian Authority. The World Bank is funded by the United States, yet President Bush is not using his authority to intervene. The flow of American money to the PLO and Hamas isn't likely to stop unless Congress steps in. Thank you for listening. From all of us at Attack Report, goodbye.